Yeah.
And cements and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, my youngest son had his done. The guy had him park his car. We were at Pets, and he had his park it in a nice area, and then stand at different points on his car, by his car, by the door, the couch. And then he put all of those images.
Take them while I can.
He was like all around his car.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, the standard just sitting there and closing is gone.
Yeah.
Six o'clock, meeting will come to order. Roll call.
Ron Frederick.
Here.
Ed Kubicki.
Here.
Monica Juhas.
Here.
Jeff Wamble.
Here.
John Franco.
Here.
John Cargill.
Here.
Carly Lois.
Here.
Jeff Gentz.
Excuse.
Citizens' comments. Are there any citizens' comments? Are there any citizens' comments? Are there any citizens' comments? Citizens' comments is closed. Report of the chairman. I have no report as vice chairman. Any committee reports? John?
I just wanted to say one thing related to last month's meeting, if you allow me. We got into a discussion in regard to one of the resolutions, sheriff's resolutions in regard to civil asset forfeiture. And I just wanted to inform the committee that, and I don't know if you sent it out to everyone, but Corp Counsel sent out a website or an email to me with the statute that was passed a couple years ago, Act 211, which I have here if anyone's interested in looking at it, or there's an article about it. Because the question that was unresolved was, can assets be forfeited prior to conviction? And as of this law that was passed 2 years ago by when Governor Walker was no, it was a reform. And now, as of 2018, assets can't be forfeited prior to conviction. There were other restrictions in the statute, too. He sent that out to me. I don't know if he sent it out to you, but that's why I wanted to point that out, just in case anyone was still wondering. So I have this. I can pass it around if you want to look at it. It's fine with me. And that's all I really wanted to say, because I know last week we had Supervisor Gentz said, Chairman Gentz said there might be, asked the DA to come in, and I was asked whether that was needed after reading that statute. And I said, I don't think it's necessary, because my answer was given in case he wanted to, but apparently he didn't either. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Any other committee reports? Okay, approval of minutes of December 7th and December 16th. You should have got a copy of that in your email.
Yep. So moved.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Public Works, Ray.
I bet Ray thought it was 6:30.
Ray. Well, I didn't think you were Ray. I could recognize the hair. So otherwise, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I look so young, you know.
Oh, what a comeback. Down the valley and up to the top of the hill. Down the valley and up to the top of the hill. That's a better politician. I think a lot to learn from you, Ryan.
Learn at the knee of the master. My name is not Ray Arbit, but I will be here tonight to...
Could have fooled me.
Okay, this resolution is authorizing the disposition of 12 remnant real estate parcels associated with the Highway S expansion. When we finished that project, there was 12 little parcels that were left over that really have no value. Well, two of them, I guess, have some value, but a lot of them are little holes. There should be a map attached, and they're between existing landowners. So this is somewhat similar to what we do for the county clerk all the time. But we've never done this with a highway project, and I know that Ray called the DOT, and they've accumulated thousands of these because they never clean up their mess after they finish the project. So we want to try to clean this up right away, but anytime we do anything with real estate, it's got to go through the committee process. So these parcels, we want to get approval to start moving, either give them away if they have no value or sell them. And when we sell them, I think we still have to come back anyway and get approval. So that's what this resolution is about.
Questions to the committee?
Just curious. Is there value to any of these?
Yeah, two of them have a value. I think there was a business. There, if you're driving on Highway S, after you get to Highway N, you make the curve. There was a business there. There's two lots that I think are. They should be. I think they're those two that are right in the middle there.
Right where 100th Avenue intersects with
Barnes Backyard.
My backyard.
Almost. So we're just looking for authorization to be able to handle these and clean it up.
So you said these are left over from when you do highway projects?
Mm-hmm.
So like you acquire land and then it turns out you don't need it and then you have it, is that what happens?
Kind of, yes. Because we had to buy a lot of right-of-way here along this whole area along Highway S.
Thanks for bringing it
in. East of H and between H and 31 and then 31 and I-94. So they really have no use for any of this property.
If I'm not mistaken, when you buy some of these things, you have to buy the parcel. And when
that's
you
right.
need a piece of the parcel, then
yeah, you've got to buy the whole thing a certain distance away from the road. But there's these areas there that really have no use, and we would theoretically have to maintain them unless we do something with them. So rather than spend the money to maintain them, we just get rid of them.
Ed?
Thank
you. How is it determined if they have value? Like, is it only if there's a lot there, or?
Well, let's say there's a farmer's fields on four sides, or three sides, and then the road on one side. There's no use for that, so the farmer, we might give them to the farmer, or if they would give us money, we would obviously sell it to them, but there's no use for it. Can't build a house, can't put any development, anything like that on them, except for two of the parcels that are big enough to do that.
So a lot of these are kind of industrially stranded properties.
Yeah, I know that you guys go through a lot of this when you're selling the property, or we take them over and tax deed it. Somebody didn't pay their taxes on it, so we keep them, and then the clerk tries to get rid of them. But some of them are just, even within the city, they're just useless.
Thank you. One more question.
Okay. No problem.
Yes. Mr. Cupfer, on those two pieces of property and that angle there, what do you remember what was there before? Was that like a tattoo shop or something there at that
I think there was a business behind it.
Was it
a tattoo shop or was it a vape shop?
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
If that's the one by 100th Avenue, I believe it was like a machine shop.
Yeah, that's what it was, a machine shop.
Shop there.
And they had just remodeled and spent all this money to buy it too.
Yeah, so we're going to try to get these back on the tax rolls, correct?
Yeah, well, those two are the two that we'll try to sell.
Yeah, because like you said, I believe that's your values, and I agree with you wholeheartedly on those two for sure. Thank you, Mr. Cupfer. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anyone else? Just one question I have. What incentive is this for them to give you any money for it if it's no good?
Well, these two are good. The other ones aren't.
They can do something with them.
Yeah. Okay. They're big enough and they're close enough to the road.
Other than that, there's no incentive for them to. You're almost not going to have.
Nah, we'll end up not getting anything for the other 10.
Any other questions?
But we won't have to maintain them either.
So. Right.
Yeah, that's the key.
Any other questions?
No.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous.
Thank you very much. I'll try to call Ray.
Tell him not to come in. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 6 o'clock, Ray.
Human Resources, reappointment of Dino Scherer to the Kenosha County Library Board.
Good evening, Supervisors, Youth and Governance. We are seeking the appointment of Noelle Scherer to the Kenosha County Library System Board. This is a reappointment. She'll be succeeding herself. She has attended 14 of the last 15 meetings. She's been on the board for many years.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Mike, second. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay, so who's going to do the resolution on the bonus?
Clear on our vote.
Okay. Okay, resolution seasonal bonuses.
At the last committee meeting, there was some discussion about seasonals who had terminated prior to the November 15th date and that they did not receive a bonus. If I recall, the sheriff had said something on the, in public comments at the board meeting on the 7th of December, saying that these people worked all year, they come back every year. And so the committee, you guys all discussed it, and the direction that was given was for us to come back with a resolution. So I listened to the recording twice because I wanted to make sure I understood what was supposed to be in that resolution, and it sounded like it was kind of open-ended as far as just coming back with some sort of a recommendation. So Claire and I discussed this and discussed it with a couple other people, and we felt that the long-term seasonals are the ones who tend to come back year over year. Now, that's not 100% true. Some of the short-term seasonals, they come back year after year, but for the most part, the short-term seasonals are more like the high school and or college students. They might work all through their college career, but then they get a real job. The long-term seasonals, this fills something else. They might be a retiree, they might be, I mean, there could be other, well, maybe I'm not, there are other things that come to your head. That's the one I always think of, is they're looking for something to fill some time over the summer, a little bit longer than that. They're not limited by the summer like a college student might be. So we costed out the long-term seasonals that did not receive a bonus that were active in 2021. This is a guesstimate. We did not go through the list to say, oh, this person terminated because of a bad reason or anything. We didn't do that. We just said, this is how many there are. These are the ones that didn't get it at 750. The estimate to cover that for them would be $35,000. Now, that would be our recommendation, that if you were going to extend this, that it be extended to long-term seasonals. And the discussion that we had on short-term seasonals, that's where Clara can discuss an idea for that.
So with short-term seasonals, these, again, as Patty said, these are folks who may not come back year after year. They could be a high school student, a college student, somebody, you know, a teacher who is just getting a part-time job during the summer. And they can work from a couple of weeks to a couple of months. It really depends on what type of role, at what point in the season they're hired. We do know that given our challenges in the recruitment world and the job market, all positions are getting more and more difficult to fill, let alone these types of roles. All of us have that experience even today of going to a restaurant that is suddenly closed because they don't have the staff. We are bracing for next year. This season, all the years are running together, this upcoming season and what that is going to be like in attempt to fill these positions. There were positions we had open all season last year. Some are more difficult than others. We anticipate that we might have to do something a little more creative and something like a hiring bonus for seasonals to get them on the job and to keep them at least, you know, for some time to fill these roles. And it's my recommendation that we take that approach for short-term seasonals. Working through the salary appropriation, most likely we have the funding there, but to provide some incentive for them to come and do this work and be on the job during the summer of 2022. So we'd like to take that approach with short-term seasonals. I think that makes the most sense in terms of anything we can do to contribute to bringing folks into these jobs for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I calculated this correctly, does this entail about 45, 46 employees? Are we talking about for this 35,000? or more?
For the long term?
It's about 38.
38. Oh, that's right, because I got to take out other costs, which that's what your job is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Thanks for correcting me on that, Ms. Morrow. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly about the idea of retention, attraction, all those things across the board in all avenues of the workforce, no matter if it's public, private, or whatever. And I think, you know, these individuals have just missed it by a week or two. I think we should let them get their due. And for me, I am in favor of this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Short-term seasonal employees, were those mostly employees with parks and beach, Silver Lake, golf courses?
Golf is mostly.
So they were actually out there during COVID with people. I would like to see them get something now. I mean, they were out there during COVID.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Well, I thought the short term was to be for 2022, not 2021.
Yeah, that's a different, yeah. This resolution does the 750, right?
750 to the long term.
To long term, but nothing for short term.
No, but I think we're talking about one thing here, and then she's talking about something else for next year to incentive to get people to come back, aren't you?
I can amend this to include short term if I so choose.
Yeah, but then where are we going to get the funding to do it?
Well, my question is, how much would it be,
the cost?
And how many are we looking at doing?
The cost to do all of them, and I don't remember the count, I think it was 72 on the short terms. In any case, no, it was the head of them less than that. The cost to do all the seasonals is approximately $100,000.
And where is this money coming from?
That's the next question. You were talking about ARPA funds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the ARPA plan as amended with the
Can you do it?
Sure. I did not send it to Mary, so she's not displaying it on the board. You want one?
I think I know what it is.
We're taking you from the same.
All right, so on this.
Everybody get one?
This has been updated with the actual 2021 expenditures that were approved, including the bonus line that we used, the 2.65. The blue items are items that are included in the 2022 budget. The green items are items that were earmarked. So no resolution has been made to utilize those funds. They are still sitting out there, but this is how we had
the green ones
to use them.
Okay.
Now, I would not recommend that you pull from the lost revenue reserve for Berkside, because I do believe that they will use that and possibly more. At least, I mean, talking about the 21 amount. And with COVID still going on, I would also not really recommend that you touch the public health behavioral health money, because public health is going to have some additional needs with these variants that are causing such ruckus in the community. Now, again, for infrastructure, in the five-year CIP, we did build in those numbers, but again, anything past 2022 is informational only, so nothing has been actually committed. So the million and the million five do appear in the CIP, but are not actually budgeted at this point. The 1,184,537 in 2023. These items that we had put down here, like increasing corrections, increasing joint services, public works, we anticipated feathering that in. So we took a larger amount in 22 to help offset those things. Then in 23, we took about half of that to help shore up the budget, and then that would disappear by 24. There are two items left in 24 that are just kind of out there. 100,000 still potentially for Brookside to help with PPE if that's still in need by 24, and I don't have a crystal ball. And then administrative expenses in the amount of 27,615. Nothing has been designated for that. That's just a bucket.
Clara?
So if we're talking about going back and giving all of the short-term seasonal employees who worked in 2021, one of my concerns is that we had a lot of employees who worked during 2021 that separated with us. And looking at the number of them who separated voluntarily, we're talking well over 200 employees. So would we just be looking at giving something to short-term seasonals
and
long-term seasonals as, you know, as they return? Or are we going back and looking at anybody who worked in 2021 during COVID? Because, you know, I'm not sure what the interest is there, or the fairness factor, and then the cost really starts to grow significantly.
So I guess my perception is that when we did everyone else, regardless of whether they were still here or not, right?
They had to be active
employees.
November 15th.
Well, why can't we do that here with the short term? When do they stop working? When do they say, I'm done for the year?
So, actually, a couple of short-term did get a bonus because they were active as of November 15th. But generally, the season,
the golf course really closed around the 1st of November. So all these people who were here for like 3 months, they missed the window by a week or two, a bunch of them.
See, and I just think if that was me, I don't think I'd come back. Because why am I being categorized something different when I was there just because I fell short of a couple weeks?
But someone who retired the 1st of November also did not get it because they were not active as of November 15th.
It is slippery.
I'll just jump in if it's okay. So, just brainstorming, what about those that return? Could we give them something when they return versus anybody that worked?
That's my preference.
That's what she was saying.
For long terms and short terms, is that when they come back, then they, you know, they're
that's
getting these bonuses.
Process.
So that it's not. So a full time employee who could have worked for years, who left us in 2021, who did not get a bonus. It's not about getting them to come back and return. But with seasonals, that is a great asset to us. If we can get a seasonal that performs, that comes back because they don't have to be retrained, and they're, you know, there's just a lot of value to that. That's the part that makes the most sense to me.
Okay.
Do you think...
You done?
Yeah.
Do you think your seasonals are going to be... Because they're dedicated, they're loyal, they keep coming back. Do you think some of them feel that they should have had this? They should have been included in 2021? And then by saying, well, you're only going to get it or get an incentive if you come back for 2022. That.
We have that with other employees as well, though.
But you're telling me now that you're anticipating having a hard time getting seasonals. So your loyal seasonals, we're telling them, we appreciate what you did in 2021, but we're not going to give you anything until you re-enlist for 2022. That's the perception that's going to be out there.
Understood. But at the same time, if you give the bonus to all those that worked in 2021, what's the incentive to come back?
What's the incentive for anyone to come back right now? I mean, I'm just, and I just see this debate happening on the board floor.
Yes.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here because everyone is, I mean, even you have senior tenured employees who are leaving to go other places now because of the pay and benefits and different things. I don't know. I just feel like, I think some of the seasonals are going to be, it's kind of like, we want you to come back. We're dangling a carrot in front of you to get you to come back. And I have a hard time with that.
Okay, gentlemen. What is the amount we're talking about?
$750.
Even for
seasonals were to get $750.
Even long term and short term. Yes. If we do the short term, it would be $750 as well.
Now you have the ability if you want to do something different. If you want the long terms to get $750 and the short terms to get $500 or $250, you can do that.
Okay.
Trust me, I have costed out.
I know you've been putting a lot of time in on this, right? So the number you said previous, am I correct? If we did all of them at $750, it was $100,000.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Not
can I muddy the waters with something else? Now you mentioned just to throw it out there. You mentioned hiring bonuses, right? Do you feel we're going to go that direction with all of our employees?
I don't.
Or just seasonals?
Just seasonals.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to consider that too. If the answer was different, if you're going to say yes, we may have to do that with all our employees. Then we got a lot of bigger problem.
I don't say that with a very high level of certainty.
Sure.
But I do know a lot of employers are offering hiring bonuses, particularly in the nursing fields.
Mm-hmm.
And that still isn't doing the trick.
Okay.
So with long-term, full-time, career-focused positions, it's the longer game. Rather than the shorter game. With seasonals, it's the short game.
Okay, so with that said,
short-term seasonal.
Did you run numbers with Monica's idea with not paying $750, but say $500 for the short-term seasonals? And what was that number?
All right, so I'll go through all of these.
Sorry.
I was going to do a printout, but I didn't know if the conversation was going to go there. So
it's there.
If the long-term get $750 and the short-term get $500, it's $75,000. If the long-term get $750 and the short-term get $250, it's $55,000. If the long-term get $500 and the short-term get $500, it's $64,000. And if the long term's got $500 and the short term's got $250, it's $44,000.
Go ahead.
All right, I would like to keep the $750 and $500. $750 for long term, $500 for short term, seasonal. That would be $75,000. We can take it out of 2023. Traditional infrastructure. It's $75,000 that we could. Who knows what projects? I know materials and things are going up, but we know if we don't take care of what we have, we're not going to be able to attract. And it's my understanding last year, Silver Lake Beach, they didn't have lifeguards sometimes. There was no one there because there wasn't enough workers. And that was last year. And now it's even getting more competitive. I just feel that we should, it's just my stance. I feel that with what's going on, our short-termers seem to be loyal. They come back. They were out there during COVID. They were out there in the public. They were washing carts. They were doing clubs. They were doing things. They should have something. And I'm done.
I've got a point here where I don't quite frankly know what we're talking about here. There's so many things that we're throwing out here. This resolution covers, if I read this right, this resolution covers those seasonals who left before, and you're covering them for the $750 because they left before the bonuses went out, right?
Long-term only.
Just long-term.
Okay. So if you're talking about all this other stuff, I don't think we should go forward with this resolution.
I can amend this to include short term at $500. We can amend this to include short term at $500.
I have a resolution drafted for each of the
talking about thinking ahead.
Wow. Here's the problem with that. You've announced and published this. You can't replace it with another resolution.
Okay.
But I'm going to muddy the waters a little more.
Why muddy?
Now, when we talk long-term seasonals, how many months are we talking they work?
Long-term
seasonal.
Nine
months?
7 to 9 months.
Okay. So 7 to 9 months, I say they work 8 months. So I'll just go halfway in between. Then the short-term seasonal work, how much? How many months? Three. So we're saying 750, 500.
Okay.
See where I'm going here?
Yeah, should be less than 500.
I saying. Think you if you're reading me correct, that's where I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. So I would ask the maker of.
Oh, I didn't make anything.
Well, when you start making, consider what I'm saying here is I think you go 750, 250. Well, you can go down that way too, because let me take it a step back, Ms. Merrill. What did we do for part-time employees here?
750. Part-time employees the same as full-time employees. There was no segregation.
No segregation there at all.
There was no segregation based on full-time, okay. Part-time, or length of service.
So to me, sitting here, being fair and equitable to all, that means all our employees, whether they're full-time, part-time, long-term, seasonal, short-term, seasonal, I can stomach something between 5 and 750 for the long-term, and I think you go 250 the short-term for the three-monthers, and I think everyone's going to be quite happy in with that. But that's my negotiations for that particular item. So let's muddy the water some more. I'm done with
it. Any more mud yet?
So with that said, what are your thoughts, all of you, on what Ed said? Does that sound reasonable, or is there something we're missing that, why it won't work?
I'll just reiterate that I think it should be upon their return.
You what now?
It should be upon their return.
So we don't have a resolution to cover that, do we?
No, not here. This is just for that.
Should we?
One more thing. Where do the Boys and Girls Club kids fit into all this? Because I know they do work for the county. Is that a whole separate thing?
That's a whole separate.
It is. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah. That we'll just not even bring that up then.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. I just know about it. I just want to make sure it's not part of this.
I got some mud to throw in of my own. Supervisor Juhas, kind of devil's advocate to your devil's advocate. So we have these short-term employees who ended before November 15th. We talked about how, like, a large, as I perceived it, a large majority of those are going to be high school kids or college kids. To me, I feel like if you want a short-term job, you know, to fill out the summer months, let's say, then you've probably already planned the next summer, like. Let's say college, and you get a job. If you're gonna go back, you probably know you're gonna go back. To me, it feels like I'm trying to see the situation in which someone, like, said, "Well, I would have worked for the county again. I would have gone back and been a short-term employee again, but because I was working during this time during COVID, and then didn't get this bonus, but will get it when I go back. I won't go back anymore." And I understand that there might be a public perception of, like, yeah, we're dangling this carrot, like, this isn't fair to the people who were doing work for us then. And I agree, like, we talked a lot here about trying to attract and retain employees, but I'm trying to see how those incentives work for that class of employees.
I call your devil's advocate, and I
can raise it.
They were out there talking to people during COVID. They were washing things. They were out there. They were frontline, a lot of them. And whether they come back or not, my perception is with this money is that we did that to say thank you for what you did. That's what this was about. This was saying thank you for putting yourself out there. Thank you for doing a good job. Thank you, because raises, you know, we know our wage scale and different things. $250 to a college kid will go a long way right now. And honestly, if we were to do, like Supervisor Pabicki said, if we did $750 and $250, it'd be $55,000. If we were to do $500 and $250, it'd be $44,000. In the grand scheme of things, with the $2.2 million, I don't see this being a lot. And I still say it can come out of traditional infrastructure for 2023. You know, $750 and $250, $55,000. Because I believe it shows that we care. We appreciate what they did. And we can look at something the following year. I mean, we're gonna be looking at ways to attract full-time, part-time, seasonal anyways. And some of these seasonals, I mean, they're lifeguards. They're protecting people. They're saving lives. They're helping. Why aren't we giving them something? That's just my thought. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we gave out 2.2. And in order to give us a part-time, a short-term seasonal, $250 to say thank you for helping us during COVID. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being out in the heat. Thank you for doing what you did. I think it's important.
So, if I understand you correctly.
Oh, excuse me, Jen, I'm going to say something. Hey, this resolution, if I understand it right, covers the ones who left and weren't on the payroll, and you're covering them with the $35,000. Is that right?
The long term.
Long term.
Okay, okay. So, can't this resolution go by itself and then you develop something for
separate
the rest
for
of
the
it?
Short term?
In other words, get those people taken care of now, the ones that didn't get the $750 that left, and then work on something to, I mean, it's just a thought, rather than trying to split this whole thing up and then amend this and amend that. Get this thing done here with the idea that we're going to come back with something in the line we're all talking about here, which is, quite frankly, I got lost in the shuffling or someplace. But, well, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, didn't you say we couldn't amend that?
This one covers those who left. Am I, correct me if I'm wrong. The ones who left before the bonuses came out and didn't get it. Am I correct?
The long-term seasonals.
You're right. Yeah. So those would be covered seasonals in this resolution, and then you could develop something later for what you're talking about here, and get those people their $750. And then come back with a resolution later.
So what you're saying, it sounds reasonable, actually. So we would need, based on your numbers, another $20,000 for short term. So we could do another one, another resolution.
Yeah.
Almost the wording would be the same. Just say $20,000 for and replace long term seasonal with short term seasonal, and maybe a few other things.
Because these people,
that's
are
what you're saying,
the,
right?
These people are going to get the money right away, then, right? The
well,
idea was to get.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Is that specified in the resolution? Isn't it to be the terms of it? Because it just says allocation of ARPA funds for 2022 bonuses to long-term seasonal staff.
Right.
I read it right.
It doesn't.
Okay.
So this would get them to 750 now.
Right.
And
it was costed
develop something for the. Yeah. You're talking in the future and some of this other stuff.
I have just one quick question, if I could. Yeah. It won't be muddy. Mr. Arvin, how many long-term seasonals do you count on in your division?
So between golf and parks, actually somebody else here might have the exact number, but I'm going to say, do you?
It's between 50 and 60.
Between 50 and 60, I would say 50 to 70.
50 to 70, and yeah. Then of those people, how many would you say come back year after year after year?
The majority, surprisingly.
Okay, so this year, I'm all for what our chairman, Frederick, said, let's get this through, and then let's come back with something else for the part-time seasonal. We come up with something. Still have time to do that. It's not like this money's going to run away. It's still here. And we'll come up with an accurate figure for a three-month seasonal employee that we all can agree upon. Let's put this one to bed, because I think we're all, if I'm reading the room correctly, I think we're all in favor of this. Let's pass this tonight, let's come back with something to the next meeting, and then they'll still get their money. It's not like it's, we'll find them, don't worry. I'll find them personally if we have to.
But no, there may we go. I just say,
yeah.
Others brought up seasonal, short-term seasonal.
Yeah, you were one, I was one, we're all
I
one.
Just, yeah.
We're all talking
I'd like
about
to see it.
It
on the next agenda, a resolution.
Yeah, there you go.
For the $250 for the part-time, for the short-term seasonal. And again, it would come out of capital projects, traditional infrastructure.
In 2023.
Yeah, in 2023.
Yeah.
2023. Yeah.
I misheard you. I'm sorry. Remember Wingman, huh?
Yeah. If we were to push that and make its own agenda item.
Speak up.
Just, okay. If we were to push that and make it its own agenda item, I do, sorry to muddy the waters further, but what would we think about hiring bonuses for those types of employees? Then would we be getting rid of those and just scrapping that and putting the 250 in as like a kind of replacement for the idea that Clara had proposed, or general thoughts on that?
You're talking about an extra hiring bonus on top of the 250 or the 750? Well, is that what you're saying?
That was my question, because when we had originally like brought up what about the short terms, the thought was the hiring bonus. I just maybe it should be left.
Because I think that there are two things going on here, which is interesting. Supervisor Juhas is pointing at the fact that they deserve something because they worked. Ms. Tappa is pointing out, looking at it from an issue of encouraging them to come back. They're both legitimate concerns. I don't, you know, that's why this is an interesting conversation and not an easy one to resolve. On one hand, you could look at the 250 or whatever the number we come in for the short term as a thank you and an incentive. Both. Of course, I'm not adverse to saying give them 250 and then give them a bonus too if we could afford it. So that I don't think that should be off the table either. On the other hand, the 250 I think is a tad low, only because if it's 8 months and 3 months, that's about 40%. So if you want to be exact, it probably should be closer to 300 or 325. But anyway,
keep
that's neither here nor there. So
part-time, you never know.
Yeah. So that's my two cents.
Jeff.
Okay. Back to the hiring bonus for a minute. What number did you have in mind? Did you have something? I mean, we're talking about the ARPA funds for the thank you, but what about a hiring bonus? What are other municipalities doing? What was in your
So we would thinking? Probably look at something around the 250 range for a hiring bonus, which, as I said, we may have to do. We might mm-hmm. have to do that regardless. Again, my concern about doing this retroactive thank you is that now we're saying short-term seasonals deserve this thank you for the work they did, but there are all these other employees that worked during 2021 that didn't qualify for the bonus. I appreciate the position that the board was in. It had a sum of money. We had to draw the line somewhere to say this is where eligibility was. You know, if you start splicing it too thinly, as I'm sure you'll recall from the first proposal that was put together, it just got quite out of hand. So you tried to take the best approach and the simplest approach, and we tried to help you with that. So when we issued the round of bonuses, there was not a shortage of feedback of people who felt they should have been at a different tier or this, that, or the other thing. I think now that we're gonna pull out sections of employees and do a retroactive thank you bonus,
Is there gonna be a pushback on this too for you? Do you feel it?
Oh, I know there will be.
Okay.
But I think I totally appreciate wanting to thank them for doing that work. Anyone who worked for the county, anyone who works for the county anytime deserves a big thank you, but obviously under those circumstances. We tried to do the best we could with this, you know, opportunity that the county had, and I think the board did a great job, and this committee did a great job in doing that. We now have another opportunity presented, in my opinion, and that is to assist us not only by saying thank you for those who worked and who will work this summer, but to potentially help with bringing them back and taking the approach of the bonus being paid upon return for long terms, because those are the ones that tend to return. Not that short terms don't, but it's more prevalent with long terms. And then just kind of working it into a hiring bonus for the short term seasonals. So for those who are returning, it's a thank you for coming back and for the work you did last year and the work you'll do this year. I just think it's, and it differentiates between simply a retroactive thank you that we're not doing for everyone who worked any time in 2021.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
That's what I would suggest.
Yeah.
That's a good argument too.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Are a lot of your short-term employees, those high school students, those college students that come back?
There's those. There's also retirees that love to be out and about working the golf course. There are teachers who work during the summer.
Because I know we do like a career fair before summer starts where there's a bunch of businesses that come in, and the parks table isn't always the most popular one to go to. There's normally Six Flags that come in, and it's very shiny, flashy. There's all these bonuses, you know, like there's so many different places. So I know from a high school student perspective, if they saw, oh, you'll get $250 for signing on, that might be more of an incentivizer
and
to come in.
We have actually done that for lifeguards. We have offered hiring bonus because lifeguards have been very challenging. As you may note that not only have the county beaches sometimes not been open because of that, but the municipal pools, city of Kenosha struggles as well. So, they can be effective, but not always. It depends on the work too. So.
I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna move this resolution that's before us, and let's move on from that. And then if they want to do a hiring bonus and all that, I'm all for what Ms. Tapp is saying. When they come back, we'll give her the 250 then. We'll talk about that later on. But I'm for what the resolution's put forth before us. I'm ready to move it as it is.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jeff. Any more questions on it? So the idea is that we're going to work something out later on with what we're talking about here, whatever, 250, 500, everything that was thrown around. I've got somebody follow me because I quite frankly lost track of them. Back and forth. So a motion on it is on this resolution, and this covers those people who left before the bonuses were given out.
The long term.
Okay. Any other questions on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is carried.
All right.
Okay. Where are we? Let's see what happens to the future game here. Okay. The bills are audited. Let's see, Barnum, do you have the general fund balance?
I do. I believe everyone has a general fund year-end forecast at their seat. As usual, I like to point out the bottom boxes there. It shows that we're projecting a $1.328 million surplus, a little less than $100,000 less than last month. When it's all said and done, I'll go through some of the more material things that went up or down. So We did have an uptick in the projection for human services surplus from 2.355 to 2.5. Sales tax still just continues to knock it out of the park every month. This last month, we blew past the all-time record for October by $250,000, and we are just short of $70,000 of the all-time for any month ever for October. So now we're at 2.348 projected surplus for sales tax revenue. Public Works, we had a projected tick up there from $200,000 to $300,000. On the bottom page, with health insurance, we're starting to get some of the final bills and that sort of thing. I think it's going to be close to about $1 million deficit overall there. That's a $300,000 increase from last month. Also, the Sheriff's Department, that was about a $100,000 increase from last month. The Sheriff's Department deficit, as I've explained in other months, is a combination of two things. It's an increase in our inmate medical and dental provider costs, and also less revenue when it came to our federal inmates, lower than what our projected estimate of those inmates. So otherwise, the balance of it are just small improvements or decreases. But starting with next month, that's when we're going to start getting some closer numbers. But this is, we're in the right ballpark. We're going to have a surplus. It's going to be somewhere between $1 million and $1.5 million, I believe, when it's all said and done.
Fantastic.
Any questions?
No. Good report. That's all I can say.
Anything else?
Nice surplus.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. Motion to adjourn, I guess.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Ended quickly.
So I see that. I see that.